Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Bruce Hornsby in the range, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Warlow, a longtime Brain Trust member, author of the new book, The Automatic Customer. I really encourage you to check that out, folks. You can find out on the website, automaticcustomer.com. Is it The Automatic Customer or just Automatic Customer, John, on the website?
Either will work.
Okay.
We own both.
The good for you. That's smart, folks. Take a lesson from that. TheAutomaticCustomer.com and find out more about his book there. And then tell us the title. Give us the website of the other business.
ValueBuilderSystem.com.
All right. So I want to know more about that. When you say value builder, one of the things we talk a lot about on this show is building value. What does it take to keep your customers happy to build value in their eyes so you can build value, you can make your company more valuable, right? And when you say value builder, are you talking about to value towards an ultimate exit strategy? Is that the value direction you're talking about?
Yeah, it's the value of a small business. Whether you want to sell it or pass it down to your family, yeah, the value of the company.
Instead of just operating it and buying and selling, actually think about, okay, is my business worth more next year? What can I do to make it worth more next year than this year?
Focus on these 8 key drivers. So we've discovered that the value of a company is really driven by these 8 drivers. So one of them is your financial performance, obviously how much revenue you make, how much profit you make. But your growth potential is also important. For a buyer, it's the start lines, right? So they've got to see how you can continue to grow this business, you know, into the future. Mm-hmm. Hub and spoke is another one of the 8 drivers. Hub and spoke refers to how dependent the business is on you personally, the owner, and making sure that it's not overly dependent on you is critical. We have the Switzerland structure, the 4th of the 8 driver, which really talks about how dependent your business is on any one customer, employee, or supplier. You know, if you've got 60% of your revenue coming from one customer, that's going to cause a huge discount to the value of your business.
Mm-hmm. And many customers, many people out there, it's more like the Pareto principle. It's more 80-20, maybe even 90-20, right?
Well, that's it. And unfortunately, and that makes a profitable company. And that's the tough part, is because you can have 10% of your customers generating 90% of your revenue and say, well, this is great. I'll just sit back and ride this train. But unfortunately, at the end of the line, there's nothing to sell.
Mm-hmm.
I had this conversation with a friend of mine the other day where 70% of their revenue, they do point-of-sale technology for restaurants and quick-serve restaurants, and 70% of their revenue comes from one franchise, one chain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a very difficult company to sell.
Well, no, absolutely. And then, of course, you've got the issue with the dependence upon the owner, the founder, right? How much of the business is dependent upon that person being visible, right?
And we see that a lot, Jim, because the founder is the industry expert, right? And so they feel very comfortable talking to clients, offering mm-hmm. clients broader and broader sets of products. And pretty soon, the company is offering a really wide set of products to just a few customers. And the only person that can deliver is the owner. And so we really encourage business owners to actually flip that model on its head. Instead of selling a lot of things to a few customers, try to start thinking about selling a few things to a lot of customers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very subtle change, but it makes all the difference to the
balance. But another thing you've got to do, and I was talking to Scott Jordan, the Scotty Vest guy, in the previous segment.
Sure.
And he said, and this was very interesting. He said, we're a $50 million company. I think he's about $50 million now. He said, the only thing that I need to get me to a $100 million company in the next 5 years, he says, is 4 or 5 good people. He actually said that. And so my point is in addition to all the things you're talking about, you also have to have the kind of people that if when you exit, you're training leaders, you're turning managers into leaders, so you can show them to a prospective buyer and say, these people can take this over from me if I weren't here.
Agreed, totally. One of the biggest misconceptions in a business is that, you know, when an acquirer comes in to buy the company, they're going to get rid of all the employees. And in fact, most of the time, that's actually the opposite.
Right.
What the acquirer wants to do is find a way to retain the next layer. They know that you, the owner, once they write you the big check, are likely to hit the golf course. But what they want to do is figure out a way to retain that key group. And they're evaluating them
right.
To know how good they are before they buy your business.
Hey, John, you got more to teach us. Will you continue to come back and join us?
It'd be my pleasure.
We've enjoyed having you here. Congratulations on the book. The book is called The Automatic Customer by John Warlow. Hey, John, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.